So please stay connected with your masjid by following ISRC on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and subscribing to our newsletter on isrcmasjid.org. Join the ISRC Masjid WhatsApp group by scanning the QR code located under the televisions outside. JazakAllah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our lord, the master and the sustainer of the whole world, and peace and blessings upon his messengers, his prophets, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Adam alayhi salam to the last and final prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi wa ajma'in. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, be mindful of Allah as you ought to be mindful of Him, and do not let death come to you unless you have submitted yourself to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw unsa wa huwa mu'min falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه والذين هم به مشركون. Whosoever does good deed, whether a male or a female, and is a believer, we shall certainly make him live a good life and reward such people according to the best of their actions. When you recite the Quran, seek Allah's protection from the outcast Satan. He has no power over those who believe and trust in their Lord. His power is over those only who ally themselves with him, and those who associate others in the divinity of Allah. So here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a great promise. And the promise is to everyone, male or female, of any race, of any color, of any tribe, of any time, from the time when the Quran came until the end of the world. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلا نحيينه حياة طيبة. Whosoever, the two conditions. It is a promise. The promise has condition, and the condition is إيمان عمل صالح. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن. He does good deed, but he is in Iman. So good deeds with Iman bring the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a promise of Allah. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. We shall indeed give him. Allah is saying that. We shall indeed give him beautiful life, good life. Of course, the scholars discuss what does good life mean. Good life, good life. Whatever your imagination, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give here, inshallah, in the akhirah. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we shall give them their reward according to the best of their deeds. We do good deeds, but sometimes we do them in the lousy way, and sometimes we do them in the nice way. Allah will select the best and the reward according to the best. Your best prayer, your best fast, your best charity, your best Hajj and Umrah, your best deeds that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then select those and give you the reward for that. And Allah says He has given you a book, and that is the Quran. So read the book of Allah. And when you read the book of Allah, ask Allah to protect you from shaitan. Because shaitan can come anytime and try to mislead you and take you away from the message of the Quran. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانِ. Believers know that. Shaitan has no power over you. لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانِ. إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ. His sultan, his power, is only on those who take him as their allies and their friend. If those who take shaitan their friend, shaitan will have power over them, empower them from his own power and mislead them, take them away from the right path. And those who do shirk, his power is over mushrikeen and those who are friends of shaitan. May Allah save us from that. So, iman and amal salih. Alhamdulillah. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslims all over the world, many of them are very happy of the results of the elections in Turkey. Many of them, alhamdulillah. What happened there last Sunday? That people of Turkey has shown resilience. They have shown discipline. They have shown how to work together. They had different opinions. It was a very challenging election. But you can see that. Amazing. 80%, more than 80% of the people, they came out not one time but twice within 2 weeks. They came out because first time, none of the candidate was the winner. Did not reach to the limit. Minimum limit. So there was another one. And this election took place. And it was smooth, peaceful. This is amazing. And the person they elected, alhamdulillah, he has shown his work, he has shown his worth. And we pray for him. May Allah bless him. And bring the people of Turkey, all of them, of course. The large number of people did not support him, but we hope that there will be unity, inshallah. Harmony and peace. And the people of Turkey follow their tradition, their faith, and their long tradition. Iman and Amal Saleh, inshallah. And Allah will give them, inshallah, a happy life, good life. Bless them. So that's for our hope. And inshallah, they will set a good example for many others. Because, you know, the situation in the Muslim world is not very good. And there are many spots where there are difficulties. And recently, Sudan, two generals are fighting, and thousands of people are killed, and millions are refugees. People saying that, the Sudanese people coming to Egypt and to other places and saying that we are refugees now. Why? The two generals are fighting and destroying their own resources, their own country and all of these things. So may Allah save that. So the people of Sudan, may Allah have mercy on the people of Sudan. And the situation in Pakistan does not bode well. Situation in Pakistan, as the reports say, as the eyewitness report and other people say, it's a very difficult one. The whole country is in chaos. Whether you support one candidate or the other candidate, this is not the issue. The issue is that people are not caring for each other. Those who are in power, they are abusing people. Even women are disrespected, manhandled, terrible thing, situation. And people are put in jail for no reason, detained. May Allah guide the people. May Allah bless the people. Bring happiness, peace, and prosperity in Pakistan and other places as well. Wherever there are difficulties, may Allah SWT bring the peace. So there is need for people to learn everywhere so that they can help themselves and help others and be good example for others, inshallah. Because the ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last ummah. Because he was the last prophet. There is no ummah after that, any ummah of any prophet. And this ummah has great responsibility, individually and collectively. Everybody has to improve themselves. We do not talk only about individuals' improvement. Individuals' improvement is very important. You pray. You have to pray 5 times a day. You read the Quran. You fast during the month of Ramadan. So there is personal piety. And personal piety is important. It's highly emphasized in Islam. But not only personal piety. Personal piety does not bring change. Personal piety, there's a lot of people who can pray. Monks pray in their monasteries. Sufis pray in their khanqahs. People can pray. Thousands and millions of people can pray. It will not change anything. It's important they do that. But what will change when people collectively together work? When they are united? When they work together? And believe in Allah? And do right things. Then after that, Allah's blessings come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the treasures of the world. قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. That is what it is. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا مِنْ رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an example. A township that was living happy life. Amina, mutmainna. Resources were coming from every side. The sky was raining, the earth was producing, and people living in comfort. Yatiha rizquha ragadan min kulli makan. But then what happened? Kafarat bi an'amillah. Then people became ungrateful to Allah. They did not follow the path of the truth. And they collectively did not do the right things. They did not care for each other, supporting each other. They started bickering and fighting. And the people started cheating, making fraud, taking advantage of each other. Then what happened? The same township that was living happy and good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his azab on the people. Give them libas al-khawfi wal-ju'. Allah put upon them a cover of hunger and fear. Hunger and fear. These two things are very important in the Quran for the society to survive and flourish. That the people have no hunger, economic prosperity, and also security. Everybody is safe. People come out from their home, go to work, go to their jobs, safe. Children go to school, safe. That is the ideal society. أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعُ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خُوفُ. Allah mentioned that. For Quraysh, blessing of Allah's blessing upon you. He gave you food and he saved you, protected you from all. The people around them were living in khawf. They were looted, cheated. But the people of Makkah were living happy life, safe. I said, لِلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ لِلَافِ هُمْ رَحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَأَمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَأَمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. But how this comes? Because of course you work, but at the same time Allah's blessing must be there. And then after that, you live in peace with your neighbors. with the people with whom you live in peace. Safety and security are very important. So that's what we have to emphasize. Individual piety, individual goodness, and collective goodness. The society must be good. The people must be good. And people working together. There is micro change and there is macro change. Micro change is the individual change. Individual change is important, very good. But unless there is macro change, unless society has changed, and the system becomes just system, where care is given to other people, and people are respected and honored regardless of their races, regardless of their colors, regardless of their background, not because somebody is Muhajir, somebody is local, somebody of this region, this province, and somebody from this another province, somebody speaks this language, somebody speaks another language, all these things. Rasulullah said to the companions, to the people of Makkah and people of Medina, "Da'uha fa innaha muntana." These calls of Jahiliyyah, you know, even in his time, somebody say, "Ya lal muhajirin, ya lal ansar." The two people have some problem, and a group of people said, "Oh, muhajirin," and say, "Oh, ansar." And Rasulullah SAW heard that, and he came out, "Afa bid'a'u al-jahiliyyah wa ana bayna azhurikum." What is this nonsense? You are using jahiliyyah, ignorance, and you are doing it in my presence. I'm here with you. What happened to all my teachings? Da'uha fa'inna muntina. In another place, he said, fa'inna haliqa. It is going to shave you off. And I don't mean the hair, I mean your deen. It's going to take away your deen. So, Muslims have to keep on their guard with these things. These slogans should not come. We all have to work together, and that requires macro change. Society must be based on justice, on truth, on righteousness. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path, individually and collectively. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min jahdi al-bala' wa darki al-shaqa' wa su'i al-qada' wa shamadat al-a'da. O Allah, we ask your protection from the bala, from the difficulties and problems, the severity of the problem, وَدَرْكِ الشَّقَى. And then we go into the unblessedness. We go in the onslaught of misfortunes and the evil of judgment, and from becoming the laughing stock of the enemies. The enemies look at the Muslim world, they laugh, and they feel happy. Good that they are doing that. I've seen even the, some of the statements, some of the comments on the news, people are saying, let them do that. Let them die like that. Let this continue in the area. This is Shamatatul A'da. May Allah save us from that. May Allah save us from that. Badallah rahmakullah. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalam ala Rasulihi al-Kareem, Nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul. Iza da'akum lima yuhyikum. Wa'alamu anna Allah yahulu bayna al-mar'i wa qalbih. Wa annahu ilayhi tuhsharoon. واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning and telling that is, oh you who believe, respond to Allah and the Messenger. When he calls you, Messenger calls you on behalf of Allah. That will give you life. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. I mean, somebody say, we are already alive, we are not dead. But what is this giving you life? That means real life. Life is not only that you are breathing. Life is you live happy, good, contented, loving and caring for each other. That is the call of Allah. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. And then Allah says, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. And remember that Allah comes in between a person and his heart. That means he did not remember, Allah did not remember what is good. Allah created a barrier. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. And be aware of a fitna that will not happen to only those who do wrong. Because when fitna comes, everybody suffers. The righteous people suffer, the bad people suffer, because that's fitna. Be aware of that. Fitna. لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. And remember that Allah is severe in his punishment. So may Allah keep us on the right path. May Allah save us from that. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين، وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء والعمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس، وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين، اللهم أصلح شؤون المسلمين، اللهم أصلح ما بينهم يا الله، اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على السلام، حي على السلام، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
اللهم اللهم لا إله. استو واستقيموا. Please make straight lines. Be close to each other. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأسرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. We have request for dua for the health of several people. Please make dua for them. Sister Hajra Adam, Brother Aliuddin Mahmood, Brother Kamal Abu, Sister Alisha Ayub, Sister Alia Firdaus, Sister Zainab Adam, Brother Aqil Kamal. May Allah give them shifa to them and all the other people who are not well. Allahumma shfihim jami'an ya Allah. Allahumma shfi mardana. Allahumma shfi mardana. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة ونجاة من النار and مبينة كيول also please make دعاء شفاء also دعاء مغفرة for sister راضية سلطانة sister مريم وحيد شيخ سمر قباج sister زرينة إلياس sister فرحات بيغم and brother كمال الخطيب And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all. give them maghfira. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum. وعافهم وعفو عنهم. Brother Kamal al-Khatib has been working for many years as a field director for the cemeteries in Palmdale and Lancaster. May Allah reward him for his deed, for his good deed. Barakallahu fikum. We have Brother Brian. He just came and said that he wanted to declare Shahada. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah.
So raise your right hand. Mm-hmm. Say I.
I.
Your name?
Brian.
Declare.
Declare.
That I am a Muslim.
That I am Muslim.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna
ilaha.
Ilaha.
Washhadu. Washhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan
Rasulullah. Allah.
I bear witness that there is no God except Allah.
And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad,
peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah.
I promise
I shall live
by the teachings of the Quran
and the guidance
of Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him.
So help me Allah.
MashaAllah. Your daughter also, mashaAllah, here. MashaAllah. Raise her up for good Muslim. MashaAllah. How many children do you have?
I have one son.
One son also.
One son.